The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. Yo, welcome to the Make the Cut podcast. I'm your host, Jacques Leung, joined by
Zion Damji,
Linus Kang,
and Mark Rende.
And you just made the cut.
Welcome back, everybody. We're back to the Make the Cut podcast, episode 2, season 4. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us.
We're on camera this time. Well, you can't see it on Spotify, but you'll see it on Instagram. At Make the Cut Graham. So how's the NBA season going?
Good. For the Bucks, it's been pretty impressive. I mean, we are 1-3, I think. We won the Philadelphia game without Paul George and Embiid. That's it. That's all the wins that we got. And we lost to Brooklyn. And we lost to the Celtics. And we're just bad. We're just bad. We're just not playing good.
And then what about the clip of Doc Rivers like
bending over on the sideline?
Pritchard hit the 8-3 or something.
Hey, that was.
I mean.
That was my reaction too. That was my reaction. That was my reaction when he hit the 8.
Yeah, I mean, Peyton Pritchard just like has a knack for hitting those type of shots that just make you feel depressed. But yeah, the Raptors right now, I think
Scotty has a broken face.
Scotty, it's not a broken face. It's like orbital fracture.
It's in his face.
It's like in his face, yeah, but it's like closer to his eye. He got elbowed by Nikola Jokic like late game, which ended up costing us that game actually. So yeah, it's tough. He's gonna be out for like I think the reports. At least 3 weeks, which is like roughly like 11 games at the very least. So yeah, we're like firmly in tank mode now. I would say the games that we've seen so far, other than the first game, which was really sad. I felt like we were pretty competitive even without RJ and IQ for like two of those games. I like the product, but now not so much.
Any last words, Zion?
Yeah, Zion, you're a Laker fan, so you got.
I want to talk about JJ Redick. I really wasn't too high on the pickup, but he's been like really good. You can like if you watch the games, you see the plays that people are running. AD has his highest usage rate of his career with the Lakers.
Yep.
And even like that last game against Phoenix, like LeBron just had a stinker in that last play when they could have tied up the game again. JJ Redick, which is such a nice play, AR missed a shot, but. I think the Lakers are looking way better. I don't know if they're going to be Western Conference Finals, be able to contend
Probably
there, but
not.
They're going to be better than last year, and that's all.
I think JJ like really like fixed the Lakers by just playing through AD. That's what they really needed to do. So
this is going to be the year that AD is over Bron 100%.
Yeah.
That he finally passes the torch.
Okay.
But other than the NBA talk, we're going to change it up a little bit. We're actually going to start this episode with a little game. We usually end off our episodes of the game, but this time we're starting it off with a game. So
it's time to play the game.
Ew.
It's time to play the game.
Yo, never do that again. So, yeah, this first game, we're going to do Keep 3, Cut 3. Shout out numbers on the board for the inspiration.
Yeah.
So I have a group of 6 players, and the guys will have to come to a consensus on the 3 players within that group that they want to keep and the 3 that they want to cut. We will do 2 rounds, with the first group of players being all 25 and under. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
We got it.
All right.
Okay.
So I'm going
to
name the 6 players now.
We have to come to a consensus.
You guys have to come to a consensus on the 3 players you want to keep and the 3 players you want to cut.
That's going
to happen. All right. So the first player is Chet Holmgren. The second player is Scotty Barnes. Third is Paolo Banchero. Fourth is Zion Williamson. Fifth is Alperen Sengun. And sixth is Cade Cunningham.
Okay. I think we cut Cade and Zion off the bat.
No, Cade and Alpi.
Think about this. You're a franchise that has to pick 3 players to keep.
Cut Sengun and Cade.
And I'm cutting Zion.
Chet, Zion.
You
want to
cut
Scotty.
Zion?
Chet, Scotty, Paolo, Zion, Sengun, and Cade.
I mean, I think this is easier than I think it is.
Are you sure?
I mean,
honestly, even as a Raptors fan, I think if you have Zion, Paolo, and Chet,
Zion over Scotty.
No, I
think
like Scotty
Zion has like he has like the immediate superstar.
If you look at this list, I would say Zion is the arguably the second best player on this list.
Wait, can he influence? I think he's the best. Influence
it? No, I think Paolo is better. But
oh, I think Paolo is the best player here. Yeah,
I think Paolo and Chet.
I think if you're a general manager, you're picking Chet over Zion.
I'll keep Chet and
keep Chet and Paolo.
Paolo for sure. I would have Scotty over Zion. I don't trust Zion anymore. I'm off the board of Zion. Okay. Zion
Chet,
train.
Scotty, Paolo.
Okay.
Keep.
I think Chet. Yeah, Chet, Scotty. Chet, Scotty, Paolo.
Chet, Scotty, Paolo are the guys you're keeping. And then you're cutting Zion, Sengun, and Cade.
Yeah.
Bet.
Wow. Okay.
Sengun's a.
Well, what do you. I mean, Sengun was good, no?
He's good. Yeah.
He's good. He just don't have the kind of.
He doesn't have the. Like, compared to the other ones. Yeah.
You guys cut Cade that fast, huh?
Yeah.
Even though he's been going crazy this season so far?
I don't know. Project Cade, compared to the others, I don't think he's shown as much compared to.
We'll see.
You got to take into account his roster, too, right?
Yeah, his roster is.
That is true.
Like, he's the only player on that roster. But yeah, okay. Nah, okay. I didn't expect it to be that easy. All right. Second group of players. This one might be a little harder. Are guards who have never won a ring. The first player is James Harden. Second is Steve Nash. Third is Allen Iverson. Ooh. Fourth is Chris Paul.
Ooh.
Fifth is Vince Carter. And sixth is Tracy McGrady.
Okay. I think we cut T-Mac. Because we're going to do careers, I'm guessing. You want us to do careers?
It's you guys' criteria. Like, you could take career. You could take peak.
I was thinking Harden, Iverson.
It's not balanced, though.
Like, it's not about
playing the thing, or is it just like a ranking thing? Like, are we the roster?
So you're picking
starting
three.
The roster.
Yeah, you get these six players, and you got to pick three and cut the other three.
Okay.
It could be based on any criteria you guys desire.
But we're playing with this roster, is what you're saying.
I guess in this case, yes.
Okay, if we're just playing, if we are not playing, I would have said Harden, Iverson, and Chris Paul, I think. But
I think Chris Paul stays either way.
Yeah, I would keep Chris Paul.
We're going to do peak, right? If we're doing peak, I think you keep Harden and T-Mac.
I'm saying Chris Paul, Harden, T-Mac.
For peak, you would pick Chris Paul's peak over AI?
I mean, we just need a point guard.
I think Iverson's peak might be better than T-Mac, no?
Oh, than T-Mac.
Yeah, but like...
Iverson,
then
Chris Paul,
then we're
really
extra tiny.
Too.
I don't know. T-Mac peak was 6'9 Kobe. That's all I'm
if we take Iverson as well, then we're extra tiny. We have 2'6'1
That's
guys.
That's true. If we're taking Paul, I think ultimately we have to drop
George
Iverson.
Paul.
No, I like Chris Paul, actually.
Yeah, I would say Chris Paul we keep.
Defense.
CP3, Harden, T-Mac. Still my choice.
CP3,
Who
Harden,
else was there? Was there?
T-Mac.
It was Nash Vince.
And Vince. CC.
Yeah, Vince is nothing.
Like, nothing.
Wow. In Toronto, you're going to say that. Okay.
Like, in terms of peak, compared to the three, I don't think he can compete with
I mean, I another thing of peak is just like T-Mac is taller.
Yeah, I think T-Mac. I think T-Mac here has to be picked. Chris Paul and T-Mac. If we're playing with this roster, T-Mac has to be picked because T-Mac is one of the bigger guys here. So who's going to be the last?
CP3, Harden, T-Mac.
Yeah. Do you have any objections?
What are you still waiting on?
Do you have objections, Linus?
I don't know, Matt. Iverson is right there. But yeah, I'll go Harden. I'll go Harden. I can give it to Harden.
CP3, Harden, T-Mac.
You're debating on Iverson over Harden?
No, that's because I just don't like Harden.
Oh, okay.
I just don't like Harden. That's the only reason why.
He deserved 2019 MVP.
So you guys,
that is not true.
So your final three that you're keeping is Harden, Chris Paul, and T-Mac. And then you're cutting Steve Nash, Allen Iverson, and Vince Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think if we're playing with this roster, we have to do that. If it's just based off of careers, then it's different. If it's just a ranking, I think it's different. But if we have to play with it, then I think that's the best roster that we can come up with.
I would agree. That about does it for our first game of this episode.
Wow.
We got another one in store for later on. But before we do that, I think we wanted to talk about some of our predictions for this season's awards.
Yeah. Season's still young.
Yeah. So
what do we think is going to happen?
I think even
when it comes to season awards.
Yeah, I think even if the season.
Award prediction.
Bro,
season has season awards.
I think even if the season has started, I think it's still pretty young. So it's like
it's really young.
I think some of the predictions here might sound outrageous at first, but you know, we gotta give time. So.
Yeah.
Okay. What are we starting with?
Sorry. So Make the Cut Season 4, 2024-2025 award predictions. Zion, you,
first, Zion. What do you guys want to start with?
We do Coach of the Year first.
Coach of the Year?
I
got Jamal Mosley of the Magic.
Okay. It's not a bad pick.
I have Jamal Mosley.
We didn't ask you.
It's not your turn, buddy.
I'm just saying, bro.
You don't have the talking stick. My Coach of the Year, Chris Finch.
I was debating Chris Finch,
even though he got the dad bod of doom.
Yo, hey, man, he tore his ACL or whatever.
Yeah,
so
ACL.
Give him some slack. Or it might be Achilles.
It's one of those. Yeah. Who's Lioness' Coach of the Year?
Mine is Jamal Mosley, just like Zion's pick.
Okay.
Who's Jacques' coach?
Mine is also Chris Finch. I just think the Timberwolves are just going to beat the West.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Next.
Let's make our way up in terms of importance then.
Yeah.
Most improved player, Zion.
Go. My MIP for this year is going to be Jalen Johnson.
Okay. But, that's good.
Yeah. Okay.
If the Hawks,
he's like your second option now.
Yeah.
He'll be good, though.
With DJ on.
My most improved player, even though after Scottie's injury, this team might be tanking, I was going to say Emmanuel Quickly.
Okay.
Oh,
that's a good pick.
Quickly is a pretty good pick.
I feel like RJ would have been the better pick for that roster. RJ would have to be an all-star at that point, right?
RJ's already had enough, like, pressure, like being a third overall pick, but then Quickly is more out of nowhere. I don't know, whatever.
That's true.
Linus's MIP?
My MIP is... He's been playing pretty well. Evan Mobley.
Trent.
Oh. No, not Gary Trent.
Evan Mobley, what a pick. From the France League.
Hell no. Evan Mobley is my pick.
He's been really good to start this year. That's a good pick.
Like, yeah.
Second coming of Tim Duncan, as someone would say.
Whoa.
Who said that? All right. My MIP, I was torn between two. Bilal Coulibaly.
You butchered that last name.
Yeah, I did. Coulibaly. My bad. And Brandon Miller.
He is super high on Brandon Miller.
I'm really high on Brandon Miller. I know he's injured right now, but I just think he, like, especially the second half of last season, he showed a lot, like, honestly, on the offensive end at least.
Okay, they'll both be all right, but are their teams going to be good enough?
Yeah,
to get that kind of attention.
But I guess for MIP, it doesn't – your team – winning doesn't matter as much.
It's so more an individual award.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Sixth man of the year.
My sixth man of the year is going to be...
Bronny James.
Okay, well...
Bro's looking at
bro. It is not that hard. It's not that hard to remember six names, bro.
I didn't write a sixth man of the year. No, I did write a sixth man of the year. Malik Monk.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a basic pick.
Easy pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark?
So this one's a little bit... Maybe a better out of left field. But I've been kind of like hyping him up for a breakout season for a little bit now after last year. New Orleans Pelicans, Trey Murphy III.
Trey Murphy is injured, right? I did think about Trey Murphy, but he's injured right now. Yeah.
And then we don't know
because like Brandon Ingram might get traded midseason and then Trey Murphy goes into the starting lineup. That might alter it.
Well, either way, I think he's going to be a good pro.
Yeah.
He's in a breakout. It's just like with B.I. and Zion playing in front of him, it's hard for him to do that right now.
Yeah. He's a shooter. He's got length. Yeah. He's just,
all right. Linus. Nice.
For me, I got Buddy Hield. I know he's been starting some games with Steph out, but what are you laughing at?
I was clearing my throat.
Okay. But I think if Steph comes back, he's going back to the bench.
Okay.
So I think he's going to be good. He's been doing really good, too.
That's assuming Kuminga starts playing well. Because if Kuminga isn't playing well, then.
That's true.
Fields probably gonna start over him, right?
When is Kuminga gonna like be consistent?
Kuminga's brutal, Caboclo.
Yo, that jump is never coming, man. But my sixth man of the year is Miles McBride. I feel like
it's really good pick.
I think this is a really good pick.
The sixth man spot has completely opened up for him now that Dante DiVincenzo is gone. And Miles McBride is nice, bro. He's nice. He can shoot. He can create for himself off the bench. He's going to be really good.
I think
in
the season opener, he was like the only good Knicks player.
Yes, he was the only Knicks player that could put the ball in the basket.
Yeah.
Defensive player of the year.
I got Wemby.
Good pick. I agree.
Wemby?
Victor Wembanyama. I think it is unanimous.
I think we all have Wemby. I put Wemby,
but I also put Chet.
Oh, trying to be different.
Between the two. No, because Chet... because Chet right now, he is playing right now well. He's better great. Defensively than sure. Wemby is. Chet is averaging the most. He's averaging four blocks a game, bro.
He's averaging four blocks a game.
You skipped Linus.
I said Wemby. I thought it was unanimous. It's pretty much unanimous.
It's almost unanimous. Almost, pretty much.
1-2-4, not 1-2-3-4. Rookie of the year now. I'm excited for this one.
Nobody's excited for this one, bro.
I got Ron Holland.
Of course.
So that was my pick before the season.
Okay.
Watching what they've done in the week.
This guy's going to win Rookie of the Year. Mr. Celebrity of Make the Cut Season 3.
Oh, no.
On the Memphis Grizzlies, starting center, Zach Edey.
Okay.
Zach Edey's going to be Rookie of the Year.
Big Zach. That,
I thought he was going to start singing, I was too lazy in the college. I think I said Stephon Castle in the podcast last season as well.
Yeah, I think I picked Stephon Castle too.
But realistically, Rookie of the Year. Anyways, moving on to
most valuable player.
Yeah, the most important award. Zion, start us off.
I'm gonna go with what do they call him? Mr. Number Two.
Yeah, that reporter? Mr. Number Two.
Shea. Yeah. Shea Gilgeous Alexander, Canadian. Remember that clip in the reporter?
Yeah.
Mr. Number Two.
It wasn't actually a reporter. It was one of their players. I forgot who it was though.
My most valuable player, Shea Gilgeous Alexander.
Is this unanimous?
Imagine, I think this might be. Imagine a Canadian wins Rookie of the Year and MVP in the same year. That would be pretty crazy.
That would be pretty cool.
Okay.
And I know Jacques is...
Yeah, you know, I'm Shea.
He loves Shea.
Like, I feel like the Thunder are going to finish at least top two in the West.
Especially after the Olympic nightmare.
Well,
has to be motivation.
I have someone different.
Damian Lillard.
I think it's gonna be Giannis, guys.
Okay.
This is a year, man.
Yeah, I should
this
put Giannis.
Is a year. Giannis is gonna win MVP again. This is a year.
Yo, this guy.
He is like putting up 28, 12, and like 7 right now, man. As long as he gets his I've been saying this every year, but as long as he gets his free throws correct, I think he's gonna win it, bro. I think he's gonna win it.
I can see it being like a 2021 Steph Curry situation.
I think by definition, Giannis could be like that guy. But I don't know if he's actually going to win the award.
But again, this was before the season started. I had a pretty high expectation on the Bucks.
I don't know why. I thought we were gonna have a healthy season.
I thought Doc Rivers finally figured out something.
He thought Gary Trent Jr. was gonna save his franchise.
No, it's just he was an upgrade from Malik Beasley. He played with Dame, so I was like, okay, we might have better chemistry. But no, we're just so bad.
Was he actually an upgrade from Malik Beasley? No, I would not say so.
From Lakers Beasley, but he played good for you guys.
Malik Beasley was like in the 3-point contest. Yeah.
Dude, Malik Beasley on the defensive ends, like no one talks about it. And then when we actually need him, he shoots like 50% from three against like the Pistons, against the Bulls. When we need him against the Celtics, this guy ghosts. He just ghosts all of it, bro. Like, I know Gary, I haven't seen a lot from Gary Trent yet.
Gary's pretty much the same.
At least he does better on defense. If he can't knock him down, at least he's not like that much of a cone compared to Malik Beasley.
Gary tries, but he's just not. He's not.
Gary's 2022 defense was like nice.
But he was playing in the passing lanes. Yeah, he's good.
He fell off everywhere after 2022.
Pretty much.
It's okay.
Like the Raptors did. But,
I can drink tea in here.
Whoa.
Tea, yeah.
Hey, as no, did you, know, yo, huh? Did you not hear what Linus said, bro?
Yeah, I did, but I care more about my tea.
It's okay.
Oh.
So
we just taking disrespect now?
No,
we'll just
policy.
We'll see at the end of the year when Scotty wins MVP.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, no food or drink. Never mind.
All right. Then we can't forget about the team wars, technically. The playoffs.
The playoffs.
Do we want to start from the West or the East?
Let's do East.
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 Let's do
East. Okay. Zion, start us off.
Who do you think is coming out the East?
I think the Boston Celtics.
Okay.
Hot take.
No way.
Mark? No way, dude.
I think everybody has the same ones, no? Mark?
Nope.
No? Who do you have?
I was 2 days into
the
Philadelphia 76ers.
All right. So,
Embiid's going to be healthy. And then McCain.
Bro said Embiid's gonna be healthy.
Do you know what's gonna happen? Embiid's gonna be. McCain's gonna be.
Maxi, depth. Nick Nurse makes it back to the finals.
Yikes! All right,
Sixers going to the finals.
All right, so we know one of these award predictions is guaranteed to be wrong now.
Okay.
We know, we know.
It's not going
to
be
we
mine.
We know that was going to be guaranteed to be wrong.
And then Jacques, what do you have?
For me, I got the New York Knickerbockers, of course. They added a lot this offseason. They got better than last year.
No way, really?
And then, I mean, they're just a complete team. And I think they have all, like the necessary pieces to challenge a team like Boston in the East.
Yeah, they can challenge.
So yeah. Right.
But do you know who's gonna be a better challenge?
Who? Linus?
The Milwaukee Bucks. The Milwaukee Bucks.
Never mind. We know two predictions
gonna,
that are gonna
not,
be wrong.
At the very least, they're not gonna be better than Philly.
Bro, because
Maxey's outperforming Lillard right now.
Bro, they're
now.
Not going to even...
No, they're not. They're Maxey not even, shot a stinker against the Gary Trent Jr. Okay, that you said was washed. Gary Trent locked him up.
Lillard's Bape shoes are a stinker, so. Well, all of Adidas is a stinker.
But Maxey's also the number one option right
bro,
now.
Bro, Milwaukee's not even going to be better than Cleveland, bro.
I don't know about that.
In the playoffs, I think it's a nightmare. I think in the playoffs, it might be
star, but I don't see Cleveland realistically like solving any of their huge issues from last year.
But the Bucks haven't solved any issues either.
Yeah, but I didn't say the Bucks were going to the finals. I just did. All right,
I just think Cleveland's gonna be better than
okay.
Milwaukee.
Western Conference. I think this is gonna be unanimous.
I think.
Or how about this?
This guy's gonna say the Lakers.
This is three.
No, no, I'm not.
Okay, 3-2-1, and we just say because we all have the same person, right? Okay, 3-2-1. OKC. There we go. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. I have like a small feeling they like might have some
choke
problems like last year.
Maybe.
I think Dallas like might be a dark horse. Like
I mean,
they shouldn't be like Dallas, a dark horse technically, but I think they might be.
I just
a lot better than people think.
Man.
Yeah, the Thunder just are just I feel like just like a half a tier better than the Wolves and Dallas. But a midseason trade could change all that. So who knows?
So Zion had Boston and OKC. So who do you think is gonna come out and win?
I got Boston in six.
Boston
probably.
In six, okay.
Yeah, Boston.
Wow. Hopefully not.
Hopefully not. Yeah.
Mark.
Thunder and Sixers. I still don't take the Thunder like super serious. I don't know.
But you take Philly seriously.
Like the Thunder still need to like register in my mind as like being able to win a ring with the sophomore Chet Holmgren as your five. I don't know.
They have hard
time. Yeah. Well, I don't care.
Bro, what? Yo, that completely debunks your. Okay.
And then, so Thunder, Sixers, who's winning?
Don't
on
say
2 days.
Don't say
three lectures. The Sixers.
Sixers.
Oh my god.
And for me, it's Bucks, OKC. Bucks in six. You know how the story goes.
All right.
The Bucks are winning in six.
Me and Jacques are sober.
Yeah.
Let's get out of this.
Yep. I got Thunder in six. Over the
boring.
Knicks.
It's gonna be the Bucks in six, man.
It's still kind of weird, like thinking about the Thunder winning a ring, though.
Facts.
They could never do it with Westbrook and KD. Then, like, I don't know. Yeah, we'll see whose award predictions are correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not gonna
all
be Mark Linus.
It's gonna be mine.
It's all gonna be mine, bro. The Bucks are gonna win in six. But anyways. Thank you for listening to this episode. Make sure to follow us. Follow us on Instagram.
At
Make the Cut Gram. Listen to us on Spotify. Listen to us on Spirit Live.
Kamsahamnida.
Yeah, and any last words?
LeBron, Raymond,
Matt.
Happy.
Yay!
Oh, this come out after Halloween.
I'm in the thick of it, everybody.
Anyways, thank you, everybody. Have a good one.
They know me where snow is.
Goodbye.
And they froze.